Welcome to Mindwalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truths you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
When I was coming up, it was a dangerous world, and we knew exactly who the they were. It was us versus them, and it was clear who them was. It was us versus them. It was clear who them was.
Worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons.
The world's most dangerous regimes with the world's most destructive weapons.
For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons.
The world's most dangerous regimes with the world's most destructive weapons.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I can't see because I can't hear. I can't hear because I can't see. I can't see because I can't hear. I can't hear because I can't see. Because I can't hear because I can't see. I can't see because I can't hear.
Brutal dictator.
I can't hear because I can't see.
With a history of reckless aggression.
I can't see because I can't hear.
With ties to terrorism.
I can't hear because I can't see. Because I can't hear because I can't see.
For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons.
The world's most dangerous regimes with the world's most destructive
chemical, biological, or one day nuclear weapons.
Nuclear. It's been a nuclear.
Nuclear weapons.
When Iraq is liberated, you will be treated, tried, and persecuted as a war criminal. Persecuted as a war criminal. Persecuted as a war criminal.
We can't help you. Go home and die.
Nobody can threaten this country. Well, they may be able to bomb a building, bomb a building.
For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. For the world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons.
The world's most dangerous regime with the world's most destructive weapons.
Don't back Bush.
Don't back Bush.
I can't see because I can't hear. I can't hear because I can't see.
regard him as a clown.
I can't hear because I can't see.
He belongs in a circus.
I can't see because I can't hear.
People regard him as a clown.
I mean, I can't hear because I can't see. Because I can't hear. Because I can't see.
The world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. The world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons. The world's worst leaders with the world's worst weapons.
The world's most dangerous regimes with the world's most destructive weapons.
George W. Bush is the most incompetent and dangerous president in living memory.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
The president who cannot think properly.
In 2 days' time, the leaders of the richest countries in the world, the so-called G8, will meet to discuss the most pressing problems of our time. Global warming, poverty in Africa, and fair trade will be on the agenda for their summit meeting in Edinburgh. The man who will chair that meeting is Tony Blair. But the man whose opinions matter most will travel from here at the White House. Tonight, an exclusive interview with the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Mr. President, the G8 summit will be chaired by Tony Blair. He wants to get new international agreements on aid, on trade, and on climate change. Now, he gave you unstinting support over the war in Iraq. Can he expect the same support from you over the G8?
You know, Tony Blair made decisions on what he thought was best for the people of Great Britain. And I made decisions on what I thought was best for Americans. And I really don't view our relationship as one of quid pro quos. I view our relationship as one of strong allies and friends working together for the common good. Having said that, I bring a strong record of support for countries in Africa. I think people are going to be surprised to learn about all the efforts we've made here in America to clean up our environment and to invest in new technologies. And so I'm confident we'll have a good G8.
On the question of Tony Blair, his support for you on Iraq probably damaged him politically at home. Supporting his proposals in Edinburgh might be one way of paying him back and making sure that he can probably repair some of that damage.
Well, I really don't view our relationship of one of, you know, we both make decisions and try to, you know, earn credit with each other on a personal basis. Tony Blair made decisions on what he thought was best for keeping the peace and winning the war on terror, as did I. And so I go to the G8 not really trying to make him look bad or good, but I go to the G8 with an agenda that I think is best for our country.
High on that agenda will be climate change and its potentially catastrophic effects. The Earth is getting warmer. The result, scientists believe, of our pumping man-made gases into the atmosphere. In 1992, the world's most industrialized countries signed up to the Kyoto Protocol, which put legal limits on the amount of gases each country could emit. But 9 years later, America, the biggest polluter of all, pulled out. Since he was elected, President Bush and his team have constantly questioned the theory behind global warming. That position is now changing. But how strong is the willingness to tackle the problem?
Now, the majority of the world's leading scientists now agree that climate change is a reality. Do you agree with their conclusion?
Well, I believe it is a significant long-term issue that we got to deal with. And that's why my government is dealing with it. We've spent, I think, over $20 billion since I've been the president to not only research the issue of greenhouse gases, but to develop technologies that will enable us to diversify away from fossil fuels. And I look forward to discussing this agenda with not only the G8 leaders, but also with the leaders of developing countries, countries like India and China.
Do you accept that climate change is man-made, sir?
To a certain extent it is, obviously. I mean, if fossil fuels create greenhouse gases, we're burning fossil fuel, as is a lot of other countries. Look, What?
As evidence of global warming increases, some, including Tony Blair, have called for immediate international action to avert disaster. Many countries are expecting internationally legal binding agreements on cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Can they expect your support in doing that?
If this looks like Kyoto, the answer is no. On the other hand, if people want to come together and share technologies and develop technologies and jointly spend money on research and development, just like the United States is, to help us diversify away from fossil fuels, more than willing to discuss it.
But they're wasting their time if they think that they'll get from you an international binding agreement about mandatory curbs.
I have no idea. You're asking me to design a treaty here with you on the set of the, right here on the set of this, on this beautiful set. I mean, that's kind of a, but if, I'm telling you, if you're trying to get me to say, I have no idea. You're asking me to design a treaty here with you on the set of the, right here on the set of this, on this beautiful set. I mean, that's kind of a, but if, I'm telling you, if you're trying to get me to say, I mean, that's kind of a, but if, 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 I mean, that's kind of a, 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 you know, look. Look, we spent over $20 billion on understanding greenhouse gases, understanding climate change, and more importantly, on technologies that will enable us to deal with this. I believe, for example, as a result of some of the research we're doing, we'll have hydrogen-powered automobiles. I know we need more nuclear power. In order, nuclear power, after all, is not dependent on fossil fuels and is emits no greenhouse gases. I believe we're going to be able to have coal-fired plants that have zero emissions. We need to work on carbon sequestration technologies. I mean, there's a lot we can do together and achieve the objective, which a lot of people want, which is the reduction of greenhouse gases and at the same time have viable economic growth.
And America remains biggest polluter.
Don't treat it like dogs! Don't treat it like dogs!
Spike Live. If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black and leaves an empty space. It is that place where we live, the Afro-American nation. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, the only stripes is on our back, the only star blown free in the northern sky, no red, but our blood. Slavers and clucks in the woods, no blue but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black, and that space that is left is our history, now a mystery. We only live where the flag is not, where the air is funky, the music hot, inside the hole in the American soul. That space, that place empty of democracy, we live inside the burned boundaries of a wasted symbol. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X, believe me, is black. Spike Live. If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black and leaves an empty space. It is that place where we live, the Afro-American nation. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, the only stripes is on our back, the only star blown free in the northern sky, no red but our blood, no white but slavers and clucks in hoods, no blue but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black.
appreciation for homeless people. You know, it's just the fact that we, as a society, we take so many things for granted, and then when you get to the point that you actually don't have it no more, it makes you stop and think of how many things you actually took for granted.
Hi, I'm Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. Two horrific tragedies took place at the end of August. I mention them together because I think they have something important in common. There's a lesson to be learned here, and we had to learn it the hard way. The first disaster, of course, was Katrina, which ripped through the Gulf Coast and trashed the all-important levees which kept the bowl that was New Orleans from turning into a lake. It's not as if, in the words of Michael Chertoff, this event was, quote, breathtaking in its surprise. Let's hear what Ivor Van Heerden, director of Louisiana State University's Center for the Study of Public Health Impacts of Hurricanes, said 1 month before Katrina hit. Quote, if a hurricane comes next month, New Orleans could no longer exist, unquote. Al Naomi of Louisiana's Army Corps of Engineers said the 300 miles of levees protecting New Orleans were never meant to withstand forces above a Category 3 storm. Yet George Bush slashed the funding for the Corps of Engineers' projects to strengthen and raise the levees and diverted this money to the Gulf War. That's not the only thing in the Gulf that could have helped. Helicopters that could have patched the levees that were breaking. Erosion control equipment being used to shield our troops from munitions instead of for their original purpose. And last but not least, thousands of Louisiana and Mississippi National Guardsmen who watched helplessly as their homes were destroyed, their families displaced, and the Big Easy erupted into lawlessness. Instead of defending their hometowns, these men were out guarding oil contractors in a country that was better off without them, a country that had no weapons of mass destruction, let alone the power to wipe out a major American city. A couple days after the storm hit, Iraq was faced with its own tragedy. As thousands of Shiite pilgrims crossed a bridge, someone incited panic with false rumors of a suicide bomber, and hundreds were crushed to death or drowned in the Tigris below. Do you see any similarities here? Nearly 70 years ago, Franklin Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Fear of a non-existent bomber killed 965 Iraqis. Fear of non-existent weapons of mass destruction prompted us to send billions of dollars, thousands of National Guardsmen, and all our priorities to a quagmire in Iraq, instead of keeping them in the homeland where they are needed most. When will the lesson ever sink in? I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.
We are all citizens that pay taxes, and we deserve to get something better treatment than this.
Nobody don't want to come and help us. All these babies, they got about 1,000 babies out here. They don't even want to come give us water.
The Katrina catastrophe comes at one of the lowest points of George Bush's presidency. In a new CBS News poll, his approval rating is as low as it's ever been, 41%, driven down by both the war in Iraq and the soaring cost of gas. Editorial pages across the nation aimed sharp barbs at Mr. Bush, what appeared to be a halting response Tuesday. And a better leader would have flown straight to the disaster zone and announced the immediate mobilization of every available resource.
This is Dickie Richards, former child actor. Recently, while watching a Red Sox game, I learned that the Red Sox are selling 18-by-9-inch pieces of Red Sox sod, or in other words, grass, for $150. I found this very disturbing because Red Sox sod is missing a critical ingredient that the sod in my backyard has, which I'm also selling for $150 a piece, duty. I have plenty of duty in my backyard from my bastard neighbor's dog, bastard squirrels, and bastard birds. There's no shortage of bastards shitting up my backyard. Now let me tell you why my duty is important and why Red Sox sod lacks duty. Duty is the best fertilizer money can buy, and there's no harsh chemical additives in duty. Red Sox sod lacks duty because if you added duty, the outfielders would be slipping all over the place. Red Sox right fielder Manny Ramirez already plays like he's playing on duty. Could you imagine how bad he would be if he was actually playing on duty? So don't waste your $150 on substandard Red Sox sod. Spend your hard-earned $150 on the good sod, the sod that a genuine child actor walked on. 100% certified Dickie Richards sod. Call 1-800-GOOD-SOD. That's 1-800-GOOD-SOD. 100% certified Dickie Richards sod. 1-800-GOOD-SOD. That's 1-800-GOOD-SOD.
Oh,
Hey, you there, armchair revolutionary. This is Dickie Richards, former child actor, and I'd like to tell you about the Chase Store at thechasestore.com. Type it into your browser. The Chase Store offers baseball hats, belt buckles, clocks, posters, postcards, ass scratchers, and every conceivable piece of useless shit that you could buy with the famous Che Guevara head printed on it. If you don't have a Che Guevara head printed on your useless shit, you're a Trotsky, a loser. So get with the worldwide communist revolution and buy some useless shit at thechasestore.com. Go there. Tell them Dickie sent you.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.